aften og velkommen til Radio Shalom. Vi sender på 87,6 på FM-båndet og på 90,6 på hybrid. Radio Shalom sender hver aften mandag til torsdag fra klokken 18:30 til 20. Hver tredje onsdag sender vi på Yiddish. Lørdag aften klokken 22 til 24 sender vi musik. Søndag formiddag klokken 10 til 12 sender vi ugens magasin. Og søndag klokken 16 til 20 sender vi på hebraisk. Og man kan få meget mere at vide om Radio Shalom ved at gå ind på hjemmesiden. Den hedder www.radioshalom.dk. Og herfra kan man også lytte til udsendelserne, enten via en kategori eller en dato. Og her på Radio Shalom vil vi altid gerne høre fra lytterne. Enten så kan man sende os en mail. Her er adressen info@radioshalom.dk. Eller også kan man ringe til studiet. Telefonnummeret her er 35 85 86 11.
Ja, så er vi kommet til Klassisk Forum igen. Det er den 21. februar 2023. Velkommen til, siger Frank Ernersting og Sten Møller Sørensen. Og vi siger velkommen til Barbra Streisand-koncert. Barbra Streisand er ud af en jødisk familie, født den 24. april 1942. Familien er emigreret fra Rusland, Polen, Ukraine. Hun er født i Brooklyn, New York, datter af Diana og Emmanuel Streisand. Medierne har kaldt hende mange ting. Diværende dronning, primadonna med succes, en ener i amerikansk underholdning i et halvt århundrede. Hun er også blevet sammenlignet med Frank Sinatra som superstar. Barbra Streisand har fået priser for at synge, skrive, instruere og spille skuespil. For eksempel filmen Gentle hjemtog en Oscar og to Golden Globes. Vi mener, at en god måde at portrættere hende på er at sende en koncert med hende. Vi har fundet en fra Florida 2006, som har det hele. Så vi ser god fornøjelse, og husk det på FM 87,6 eller på radioens hjemmeside, man kan høre den live eller i arkiv. Værsgo, så starter vi.
From the UK, from England, to see Barbara, a few thousand miles on a plane, 9-hour trip, because I love her so much.
Every word is a message. It's about reaching for the stars. It's about, in spite of all adversity, I'm going to make it. And she inspires me.
This is definitely the first time I've seen Barbara. I saw her once in the deli eating a sandwich, but I didn't say nothing to her.
We saw her perform, I think she must have been 18 or 19 years old, and she belted out a song. She sat on one of those stools, and she belted out a song, Happy Days Are Here Again. And for 40 years,
probably 40 years ago,
I've been singing Happy Days, and I hope that she's going to belt out that song tonight.
And she had a little dab of mustard right there, and as I left, I went, ma'am, I didn't say Barbara, I went, ma'am, which insults northern women. I didn't mean to insult. I just went, ma'am. And she thanked me.
We're here tonight basically to expose our kids to quality music. quality sound, quality musicians. And of course, that would be Barbra Streisand.
Goodbye, sweetheart. Shake hands. That's a girl. I'll see you at intermission.
Seven, stand by to carry a Barbra from the dressing room to the under the stage.
Starting now, when we walk, we'll walk together, year by year. Starting here, starting now, when we talk, we will say. Starting love.
at you all. Oh my gosh. Way up there. Hello, everyone. Hello, hello. It's so nice to be here. What a nice welcome. Thank you so much. Actually, it's great to be performing in many places that I've never been to. The last time I was here was in 1963, when I was the opening act for Sergio Franchi at the Eden Rock. Now, you know, I love staying home. And when I was first approached to do this tour, you know, I said no. But then I realized that this would be a great way to raise a lot of money for some very worthy causes, you know? And as I said in Hello, Dolly, money, you should pardon the expression, is a bit like manure. It doesn't do anyone an ounce of good unless it's spread around encouraging young things to grow. So, and I can honestly say that I have been enjoying myself more than I've ever. Hi, Anita. How are you? You look so pretty. I've sung songs now that I haven't performed in years, and I feel the warmth of the audiences more than I ever have before. So it's kind of nice. It's kind of nice. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. And now for my next trick. Down with love, with flowers and rice and shoes. Down with love, the root of all midnight blues. Down with things that give you that well-known pain. Take that moon, wrap it in cellophane. Down with love, let's liquidate all its friends. Like moon and June and roses and rainbows. Take it away, away. Take it away. Take it away. Give it back to the birds and the bees and the Viennese. Hello, y'all. Down with eyes. Romantic and stupid, down with size, down with Cupid. Brother, let's stuff that dove. Down with love. Down with love, let's liquidate all its friends, like moon, June, roses and rainbows. I don't stand a chance with a ghost like you. Ah, the promised kiss of spring is here. Why does my heart go dancing overhead on the ceiling near my bed? I go now, because I talk to the trees, but they don't listen to me. I tell them you say either, I say either, you say neither, I say neither. Down with eyes, romantic and stupid. Down with sighs, down with Cupid. Brother, let's stuff that dove. Da, da, da. Thank you. Thank you. Oh my God, how strange to see the people. Ooh. Usually it's a black hole. That's interesting. You really are out there. There's people out there. Oh gosh, okay. I'm very excited to be here in... What, darling? Oh, they love me. I feel it. I do feel it. It is wonderful. That's one good thing about getting older. You do let the love in. It's lovely. The projects, yes, you remember the projects? Yes, I grew up in the projects. I'm very excited to be in South Florida, huh? You say South Florida. For one thing, I have a relative in Miami who doesn't. And when you're on tour, you know you can get a little lonely. So today I was really happy to have some free time. So I wanted to go visit him. So I couldn't resist stopping at Joe's, you know, which I do. I send up to California for those stone crabs, but they have the best fried chicken. Did you know that? It's a children's order. You just got to order a lot of those children's orders. But I didn't have too many of them because I saved the rest for later because I had to go see my relative. But then I needed a little something sweet, so I went to, I heard about this Kilwins. They actually make chocolates in the window, right? And I almost passed out from those. But then by the time I looked at my watch, I realized I had to get back because I had to have dinner before the show. So I never made it to Miami, but I definitely got a taste of South Florida. That I did. All right. Now let's go back to 1973, something like that. What's too painful to remember? We simply choose to forget. The way we were. advice. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I know you love that song. So do I. That song was written by my very good friends, Alan and Marilyn Bergman and Marvin Hamlisch. And I'm going to take a little. They're real songwriters, you know? Thank you. Me, I dabble. You know, my career is 46 years old, not counting summer stock. And in all that time, I've written approximately 10 songs, which averages out to be about 2.3 songs per decade. But I was 22 when I wrote my first song, The Music, and which I thought I'd sing for you tonight because it's short, sweet, and it's called Ma Première Chanson, which in French means my first song. And it's in French because I was working on one of my least popular albums called Je M'appelle Barbara that just went gold after 42 years. Better late than never, right? But so it wasn't very popular, but except in, obviously, in France, Montreal, Vietnam, I think, Algeria, you know. Where else do they speak French? Anyway, the essence of it says, with my finger on the piano, on the first day of my first love, with your heart in my hand, I found my first song. So I'm not a really good piano player, so excuse my imperfections. Thank you. Oh, my glasses. My glasses. A senior moment. Oh, you're very kind.
Wait. Anyway, so I'll never be Horowitz. I'll sing the rest.
Thank you. See, the truth is that over the years when I find myself writing music, it's mostly out of necessity. If a movie I'm making needs a song, you know, I might take a stab at writing it. And that's how this one was born. Ooh.
easy chair. I'm coming over there soon. Love, fresh as the morning air. One, love that is shared by two. I have found with you. Now, one of the most gratifying things about writing songs is having them sung by other artists in other languages. And who better to sing it with me tonight than my special guest, Il Divo.
Wow, you look amazing tonight, Barbara. Let me tell you what an honor this is. Ever since I'm a little boy in France, I have loved you.
A little boy? So cute.
Now, yeah, when I was growing up in Spain, yes, I had every one of your albums.
Albums? You mean before they had CDs?
You know, Barbara, I was 5 when The Way You Were came out in Switzerland, and it is still my favorite movie.
He was 5.
You know, nice. Barbara, I'm from Colorado, and my parents, big fans.
The parents. I love when they say the parents. You, aunt, but the parents. Well, you know what? I just love singing with you. It's so much fun. But I think the audience should hear you sing a song by yourselves. Besides, I have to go finish the rest of my chicken, you know? So, have fun. And I'll see you in a few, okay?
For those of you who are new to us, to my left is Carlos from Spain.
Hello, good evening.
To his left is Sebastian from France.
Hello.
On the end is Urs from Switzerland.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
And I'm David from America.
In the world of great popular singers, Yeah, two names top the list. One is, of course, Miss Barbara Streisand. And it's an honor to be sharing the stage with her tonight.
And the other name is, of course, the incomparable Mr. Frank Sinatra. So we thought it was fitting tonight to dedicate this song by Mr. Sinatra to our Miss Streisand in our own way.
Lo affrontare serenamente
y a veces yo he sido así te lo diré sinceramente
y vi la intensidad y no encontré jamás fronteras,
jugué sin descansar a mi manera.
Jamás viví un amor que para mí fuera importante.
I blew it all.
coming your way now. High as a mountain and deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one. Phrase is here tonight, Linda Richmond. Here she is, my darling Linda. It's hot. Tonight, you might have noticed that the show began with the original overture of Funny Girl. And thanks. And that show will always be a very important part of my life. Now, you know, when Broadway musicals become movies, some songs get added and some get cut. And the one the orchestra's playing now is called Who Are You Now? It's so pretty in the show, but it didn't make it into the film. But this next one did, and I haven't sung it since I made the movie. Funny. Did you hear that? Funny. Yeah. The guy said, honey, you're a funny girl. That's me. I just keep them in stitches. Doubled in half, and though I may be all wrong for the guy, I'm good for a laugh. I guess it's not funny. Life is far from sunny when the laugh is over and the joke's on you. have a sense of humor. That's one thing you really need for sure. This next one had the 11 o'clock spot, they call it in the theater, near the end of the show. This was Fanny. It's when Fanny was waiting for Nikki to come home. I know he's around when the sky and the ground start ringing. By the thunder I hear in advance, his words and his words alone are the words that can start my heart singing. And his is the only that makes me dance. I sang that song in the Broadway production, but in the movie, it was replaced by a song that Fanny Brice actually sang during her career. Oh, my man, I love him so. He'll never know. All my life is just despair, but I don't care. When he takes me in his arms, the world is bright, all right. What's the difference if I say I'll go away, when I know I'll come back on my knees someday? For whatever my man is, I am his forevermore. It cost me a lot, but there's one thing that I've got, it's my man. Cold and wet, tired, you bet, but all that I soon forget with my man. He's not much for looks, and no hero out of books, he's my man. Two or three girls has he, that he likes as well as me, but I love him. Just a spare, but I don't care. When he takes me in his arms, the world is bright, all right. What's the difference if I say I will go away?
molto grazie. Thank you, thank you. Thank you guys. Thank you. I'm spoken for. I'm sorry. Maybe the next life. Who knows? This next song was in both the stage version and the film version. And what's taking place in the story is that there's a lively neighborhood party going on Henry Street. And friends and family are celebrating Fanny's debut at the Ziegfeld Follies. Nicky Arnstein is there with Fanny that night. And they're two loners, maybe because they haven't found the right person yet. We travel single home. Maybe we're lucky, but I don't know. With them, just let one kid fall down and seven mothers faint. I guess we're both happy, but maybe we ain't. People who need people are the luckiest people in the world. We're children needing other children.
sensation.
Darkness stirs and wakes imagination.
Silently the senses abandon their defenses. Helpless to resist the notes I write.
For I compose the music of the night.
Slowly, gently, night unfurls its tremulous and tender. Here is believing. Music is deceiving. Hard as lightning, soft as candlelight. Dare you trust the music? Thank you so much, El Divo, the wonderful El Divo. Gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you. Merci. Most of you know that my pride and joy is my beautiful son, Jason. And as a matter of fact, the music you're hearing now, he wrote.
Isn't that wonderful?
And every time I hear it, it moves me. My son wrote that music and gave it to me as a birthday gift when I was making Yentl in Europe. And I know many of you out there are, isn't it pretty? Are parents just like me. And as parents, haven't we tried to do our best and provide the guidance that prepares them for the rest of their lives, you know. Children come into the world so clean, pure, nothing written on the slate, you know? They're like sponges, soak up everything around them. So I guess we have to remember that children watch you closely. Why? Because they love you. And because they love you, they imitate you. You've got to be taught to hate and fear. You've got to be taught from year to year. It's got to be drummed in your dear little ear. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be taught before it's too late, before you are six or seven or eight, to hate all the people your relatives hate. You've got to be carefully taught. Careful the things you say, children will listen. Careful the things you do, children will see and learn. Children may not obey, but children will listen. Children will look to you for which way to turn, to learn what to be. Careful before you say, listen to me. Children will listen. How can you say to a child who's in flight, don't slip away and I won't hold so tight? What can you say that no matter how slight, won't be misunderstood? What do you leave to your child when you're dead? Only whatever you put in its head. Things that your mother and father had said, which were left to them too. Careful what you say. Children will listen. Careful you do it too. Children will see and learn. Them but step away, children will glisten. Tamper with what is true, and children will turn, if just to be free. Careful before you say, listen to me, children will listen. Children. A new song for me. I love it though. And it's about those kinds of relationships that are not easily defined, if you know what I mean.
In a very unusual way, one time I needed you. Maybe it lasted an hour, but somehow it will never end. In a very unusual way, I think I'm in love.
in a very unusual way, I want to cry. Something inside me goes weak. Something inside me surrenders. And you're the reason why. You're the reason why. Can hardly speak in a very unusual way. I owe what I am to you, though at times it appears I won't stay, I never go. Special to me in my life, since the first day that I met you, how could I ever forget you? Once you had touched my soul, thank you. And this is for those of you who have very secure relationships. What are you doing the rest of your life? North and south and east and west of your life. You too. I have only one request of your life, that you spend it all with me. All the seasons and the times of your days, all the nickels and the dimes of your days, let the reasons and the rhymes of your days all begin and end with me. I want to see your face in every kind of light, in fields of dawn and forests of the night. And when you stand before the candles on a cake, oh, let me be the one to hear the silent wish you make. Those tomorrows waiting deep in your eyes, in the world of love you keep in your eyes, I'll awaken what's asleep in your eyes. It may take a kiss or two through all of my life, summer, winter, spring and fall of my life. very good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Now, tonight, as you were coming in, some of you filled out cards if you wanted to ask me something. And the reason I did that is because I love the truth. You know, it's so powerful. And over the years, there have been so many things written, not just about me, but about, you know, celebrities that are so false and so absurd. And you know how some of you cringe when I talk about politics? No, it's okay, it's okay, yeah. Well, that's what I do when I hear these crazy stories, you know, that I make people look down when they see me, that I stiff cab drivers, that I, this is a good one. She walked into a room full of musicians and fired everyone on the left. Now, anyone who knows anything about me knows if I were ever to fire people, which is crazy, it would be everyone on the right. So, anyway, this is a red state. I have to be careful what I say here, no? But there's blue people here, blue people. Good. Okay. Okay. So, we'll start with the first question, okay? Oh, I gotta put my glasses on again. Okay, just a minute. This is from Linda Karras, section 5, row 6. Yeah, hi, Linda. Hi, Linda. You are my 50th birthday present. Isn't that nice? My question is, I have a coton de tulier named Molly, and would you like to have Sammy meet her and make pups? There's only one problem. Sammy is a girl. Samantha is her name. But nice try. Maria Vera, my friend is, seat 109, row 28, seat 22. Where are you? Over there? Hi there. Hi. Hi. My friend is absolutely your greatest fan. There is not enough paper to write what we went through to get here, really. You would truly be fulfilling her dream if you acknowledged her. But the only problem is you didn't tell me who she was. What's your name? Angela? Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm glad you're here. All right, we take another one. You played a hooker in Nuts and Owl and the Pussycat. Would you ever consider playing one again? I don't know. How much you're offering? Where is this person? I don't know. Okay, let's see another one here. Just it's decent seats. We have decent seats. Does your fame keep you from doing things regular people do? I don't think so. I wait in line at Starbucks just like everybody else. Just happens to be in my living room. I'm only kidding. Have you ever thought about doing something else for a living? Why, you're not enjoying yourself? Yikes. What do you like about being over 50? I like that you didn't ask what I like about being over 60. That's what I like. These are funny. Let's see if there's a... Oh. This says, up in the rafters, is it hard directing yourself? Only when I'm difficult. Let's see what else we have. Oh, there's somebody who's asking if, if I would sing Stony End. Yeah. What is it with that? I mean, people like that song a lot, right? Wow. So now, we did rehearse it, but I never did put it in the show because I felt I was too mature. No? Now, we could do a little bit of it. Is that okay? That little short version of it? Like, can you do that? Okay, let me see. I hope I can get the note here. You could sing along. Do you know this one? Oh, that's nice. Okay, sorry, did I miss it? No. Okay, ready, get set, go. I was born from love, and my poor mother worked the mines. My mother worked the mines? Raised on the good book, Jesus, oy, till I read between the lines. Now I don't believe I wanna see the morning. This is for you. Going down the stony end, I always wanted to go down the stony end. Mama, let me start all over. The Democrats adopted this next song as their theme song. And I hope that on November 7th, I can sing it for real. Happy days are here again. The skies above are clear again. So let's sing a song of cheer again. Happy days are here again. All together, shout it now. There's no one who can doubt it now. So let's tell about it now. Happy days are here again. Your cares and troubles are gone. There'll be no more from now on. From now on. Happy days are here. Song that I haven't sung since the, oh, thank you. I speak a little Spanish, you know. gracias, muchas gracias. Estudio español para tres años en la escuela superior, pero no puedo hablar. No conversación. I haven't sung this song for a while. It's I sang it last on my TV show with Cullen Me Barber in the 1960s. And perhaps I was too young to sing it then. Your little girl in gingham is so far above the crowd. No, Daddy dear, you never could have known that I would be successful yet so very much alone. I wanted to live in a carnival city with laughter and love everywhere. I wanted my friends to be thrilling and witty. I wanted somebody to care. I found it was easy to capture success. But now I'd be willing to settle for less. The merry is beginning to taunt me. Have I stayed too long at the fair? There is nothing to win, and there's no one to want me. Have I stay too long at the fair. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. But I'm always amazed how music, we're all here because of the music, right? And how music can transcend all our differences, language, culture, politics. And tonight, I don't think of ourselves as Republicans or Democrats, you know? I don't think of us as from red states or blue states tonight. I think that we're all from the United States. And even though I might complain about certain things, I've come to look at the glass as half full as I get older. You know, maybe just in little moments, but it's there. Like like in the unconditional love of a pet. That look in their eyes, you know, they love you every time you walk into the room. The uncapturable scent of a gardenia. It's in a baby smile. And I know it's important for me to find those moments every day and be grateful for them, you know. Now, the playwright William Saroyan said it much better than I ever could. In 1939, when this country was facing one of its bleakest periods, he wrote these words as a foreword to his very famous play. In the time of your life, live. Seek goodness everywhere. And when it is found, bring it out of its hiding place and let it be free and unashamed. Discover in all things that which shines and is beyond corruption. Be the inferior of no man, or of any man be superior. Remember that every man is a variation of yourself. In the time of your life, live, so that in that wondrous time, you shall not add to the misery and sorrow of the world, but shall smile to the infinite delight and mystery of it. When the sky is a bright canary yellow, I forget every cloud I've ever seen. So they call me a cockeyed optimist, immature and incurably green. I have heard people rant and rave and bellow that we're done and we might as well be dead. But I'm only a cockeyed optimist, and I can't get it into my head. I hear the human race is falling on its face and hasn't very far to go. Telling me it just ain't so. Now, I could say life is just a bowl of jello and appear more intelligent and smart, but I'm stuck like a dope with a thing called hope, and I can't, no, I won't get it. This next song is, it's from the musical West Side Story, set in the 1950s, based on Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, right? And that was about the Montagues and the Capulets, feuding families.